השיעור הכינו עשיריות PT13 ו-PT22.
The lesson has been prepared by PT13 and PT22. Excerpt number one. I shall advise you to evoke within you fear of the coolness of the love between us. Although the intellect denies such a depiction, think for yourself. If there is a tactic by which to increase love, and one does not increase it, that too is considered a flaw. It is like a person who gives a gift, a great gift, to his friend. The love that appears in his heart during the act is not like the love that remains in the heart after the fact. Rather, it gradually wanes each day until the blessing of the love can be entirely forgotten. Thus, the receiver of the gift must find a tactic every day to make it new in his eyes each day. This is all our work, to display love between us each and every day, truly, just as upon receiving, just as upon the time of receiving, meaning to increase and multiply the intellect with many additions to the core, until the additional blessings of now will be touching our senses like the essential gift at the first time. This requires great tactics set up for the time of need. Once again, excerpt one. I shall advise you to evoke within you fear of the coolness of the love between us. Although the intellect denies such a depiction, think for yourself, if there is a tactic by which to increase love, and one does not increase it, that too is considered a flaw. It is like a person who gives a great gift to his friend. The love that appears in his heart during the act is not like the love that remains in the heart after the fact. Rather, it gradually wanes each day until the blessing of the love can be entirely forgotten. Thus, the receiver of the gift must find a tactic every day to make it new in his eyys each day. This is all our work, to display love between us each and every day truly, equally, just as upon receiving, meaning to increase and multiply the intellect with many additions to the core, to the main, until the additional blessings of now will be touching our senses like the essential gift at first, the first time. This requires great tactics set up for the time of need. Active workshop question. How can we renew the fire of love between us in each and every moment? How can we renew the fire of love between us in each and every moment?
He writes, this is the work, to do it every minute, each and every day. I guess there's another matter here of by doing it all the time inside our small society, in our tents, we receive greater importance. Examples, it constantly surrounds you, it makes you want to return the love to the friend. Or give an example and receive an example. We generate this mechanism that constantly maintains this atmosphere.
By this that we are renewing our work, this that we are realizing more and more the articles, the social writings of the Rabash, social articles. So we want to multiply the gifts to the friends.
Silence.
Sorry, there was no sound. They tell us to do it and we have to get up each morning with a new song in our heart, but we know that the work between us is the work, because the more we try to reveal this love between us, we discover how difficult it is to do it and how much you have to overcome to come to it, and how much time we have to come, participate, and make this effort. We see that this is the work. The work is to open our hearts to each other, to open the hearts of the friends, to try to find the creator between us, love between us. Simply everything that you can do, you have to work on it.
Yes, he writes here in the passage, we need to think of different ideas, how to renew, to surprise, to bring something new, because something new is always refreshing. One person can change everything, can raise the entire ten, can activate such a chain of connection and a great impression and love that renews. And everyone here has to feel responsible. What he will do, the ten will go in that direction.
Something you have to constantly renew. It's like in a relationship between two lovers who. There's no such thing as we made it once and we're here and it's done. We always have to come up with tactics and cunning solutions and have to innovate, as a friend said, and nothing is taken for granted, and that's our work. Each time anew to conquer from the beginning the hearts of the friends, the plea to the Creator to build it each time from scratch. That is what we have to do each moment.
Yes, we truly need to turn this request to do it delicately, gently, to the Creator. And it needs to be directly from the heart that's not clean and reach the heart that is clean, to the friend, where it will already be clean. The Creator is like, what, a work, a filter, I don't know what to say. If we bring the request through Him and for Him, then you can really light the fire and not force yourself egoistically upon the friends to do something that seems to you.
Excerpt number 2. There is self-love, and there is love of the Creator. And there is a medium, which is love of others. And through love of others, we come to the love of the Creator. And this is the meaning of what Rabbi Akiva said, love your neighbor as yourself is a great rule in the Torah. And as old Hillel said to the Gentile who told him, teach me the whole Torah on one leg, he said to him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. And the rest, go study. This is so because through love of others, we come to the love of the Creator. And then the whole Torah and all the wisdom are in his heart. Again, number 2. There is self-love and there is love of the Creator. And there is a medium, which is love of others. Through love of others, we come to the love of the Creator. And this is the meaning of what Rabbi Akiva said, love your neighbor as yourself. It's a great rule in the Torah. As old Hillel said to the Gentile who told him, teach me the whole Torah on one leg. And he said to him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. And the rest, go study. This is so because through love of others, we come to love of the Creator. And then the whole Torah and all the wisdom are in his heart. Workshop for a silent workshop. Let's enter the lesson together with the intention to give contentment to the Creator. Let's enter the lesson together with the intention to give contentment to the Creator.